Annapolis called Edgar Darby. He taught a course in contemporary problems in Western civilization. That good body would be filled with holes by firing squad in Dresden in 68 days. So it goes. The worst American body wasn't Billy's. It belonged to a car thief from Cicero, Illinois. His name was Paul Lazaro. He had many plagues of boils. He had been in Roland Weary's boxcar and given his word of honor to Weary that he would some way make Pilgrim pay for Weary's death. He was looking around now, wondering which naked human being was Billy. An unseen hand turned a master valve. Body lice and fleas were dying by the billion. So it goes.
You the pup, Billy. How many so far?
7. This for 8. Okay.
Go on, you old hacker. Just be glad you're missing Sunday church.
Here goes.
Yes! Let's go on, boys. Lovely day for it. You coming, Billy?
I'll be right there.
Whoa!
Where am I?
Trapped in another blob of amber, Mr. Pilgrim. We are where we have to be just now, 300 million miles from Earth, bound for a time warp which will get us to Tralfamador in hours.
How did I get here?
It would take another Earthling to explain it to you. Earthlings are the great explainers. I am a Tralfamadorian, seeing all time as you might see a stretch of the Rocky Mountains. All time is all time. It does not change. It does not lend itself to warnings or explanations. It simply is. Take it moment by moment.
You sound as if you don't believe in free will.
If I hadn't spent so much time studying Earthlings, I wouldn't know what free will is. I've visited 31 inhabited planets in the universe, and I've studied 100 more. Only on Earth is there any talk of free will.
Would you have a book I can read?
Only one in English, I'm afraid.
What is it?
The Valley of the Dolls by Jacqueline Suzanne.
Oh, I read that. Pretty good in spots. People certainly have their ups and downs. Ups and downs. Any other books?
Only Tralfamadorian ones. You wouldn't understand.
Well, let me have a look anyway.
I'm sending some in.
Thanks. Ah, I see. I get the idea.
What's that?
Bumps of symbols, stars, like telegrams.
Exactly.
You mean they are telegrams?
Not really, but you're right in a way. Each clump of symbols is a brief, urgent message. We read them all at once, you see. The author chooses them carefully so that when seen all at once, they produce an image that is beautiful, surprising, and deep. There is no beginning, no middle, no end, no suspense, no moral, no causes, no effects. What we love in our books are the depths of many marvelous moments seen all at one time.
What's happening now?
A time warp, Mr. Pilgrim. Hold on.
The delousing shower was turned off by an unseen hand. Billy got dressed again in his new overcoat, which, although it had thawed out, was too small for him. It had a fur collar and a crimson silk lining. It was also full of bullet holes. The Germans found him one of the most screamingly funny things they had seen in all the war. They laughed and laughed. And then they told everybody to form into ranks and then go to a shed where their names and serial numbers were entered in a ledger. And Billy was given a tag, which a strong man could snap in two. In case Billy died, which he didn't, half of the tag would mark his body, and half would mark his grave. So it goes. Enrolled and tagged, the Americans were led through gate after gate to some sheds. Sparks whirled like constellations of stars from the chimneys.
Halt!
Out of the shed marched 50 singing, middle-aged Englishmen.
Hail the gang all here,
heck do we care? What the heck do we care?
These lusty, ruddy vocalists were among the first English-speaking prisoners to be taken. They were clean and